It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Where do we go from here? Well, I mean, the Heat did sign Cheick Diallo. Cheick's okay.
It's good to sign Cheick.
Cheick's okay, man. But man,
not from Diablo, though.
Like, kind of sat around waiting for this Dame Lillard thing to happen. I was pretty sure it was going to happen. My timeline, maybe not as quickly as other people's. I thought maybe first week or two of the season. I did not know that it was a toxic relationship. We both thought, hey, you know what? Dame's going to do right by the Blazers, and the Blazers are going to do right by Dame. We couldn't have been more wrong about that. It looked like Joe Cronin said,
Oh, Joe Cronin let you know he was going to do right by the organization from the beginning. So I don't understand why people are upset by this. And Dan, in things like this, when it comes to superstar players, these things usually happen quickly.
Yeah.
So the fact that it took long should have given people cause for concern.
I thought he was just trying to save face.
No, because we talked about this. The only other time I saw a team not really try to send a player to the destination he wanted to go to, but kind of like, nah, we're going to make you wait, was your team, New Orleans Pelicans, when Dell Demps was the general manager. Lakers wanted Anthony Davis. Magic Johnson let it be known. LeBron let it be known. Even
well, Anthony Davis let it
Anthony
be known.
Anthony Davis and Clutch Sport let it be known. Dell Demps didn't do it that year. He waited until the summer of the following. The season was over. He waited till the summer, the offseason, to finally make that trade happen. And it was with the same pieces, I think. Maybe the only exception was, I think Kyle Kuzma might have been in the first one, and then the Lakers said, no, they didn't want to give up Kyle Kuzma.
So glad we got Brandon Ingram instead of Kyle Kuzma.
But that's the only time. Reason why I'm making fun of and all these fans, and all these fans that hate, you know, why is this New York and Nick? See, nobody said anything. When we had Solana on, I'm going back to this point. First shot he took was at the Knicks. Didn't take a shot at nobody. It was supposed to be a great day. How did Dame get to the Miami Heat? Dame wants to go to Miami. How's it going to happen? All of that. But it was a lot of peacocking, a lot of chest being, you know, chest poking out and all of that. And look at you now. Literally 3 months after the fact. Look at you now.
It hurt, man.
It hurt. So everybody's saying, oh, why is this New York? First of all, you ain't going to get me off the air. So stop it. I like for you to try. You're not.
Man.
So pipe down. Just keep listening or change. I'm still going to be here. That's the first thing. And second, I love how fans, for 9 months, you could praise everything about this city, every sports team. But the one time they look bad and you say, y'all look bad? Oh, send this. Why we got a New York here? Oh, shut up. When's QAM? Calm down, guys. It ain't everything can't be, you know, rainbows and roses.
Peaches,
you know,
and cream?
Peaches and cream and all of that.
I love peaches and cream.
You're good. Oh, who doesn't love peaches and cream? Especially in Atlanta. Doo-doo. 112. But you look bad right now. Not your fault. Not the organization's fault.
No, it's not your fault.
I have no problem. I'm laughing at the fan base. Because the fan base, after the loss to Denver, well, we're going to get Dame. We're going
to
get Dame.
Well, you had to, as a fan base, and I was part of that, believe a guy says, I want to go to play for only the Heat. I'm going to do right by you. The organization says we're going to do right by you. You figure it's just a matter of time. I was confident that it was going to get done. It stunned me when it didn't get done. It stunned me that the Milwaukee Bucks came in. It also hurt because it's not like he went to, you know, Sacramento or Oklahoma City. Like, he went to another contending team, and they kind of got a good deal out of it, too. Hurts.
And the other thing, the guy that you have that everybody on your team seems to want to give or use as trade bait, nobody wants.
I think that's what hurts Tyler Hero the most in this situation. Not so much that I'm always on the trade block, because like we said in the last segment, our last two segments, he's always been offered up for legendary top 75 players. I think what hurts the most is the lack of other teams really wanting him. So he's our guy now. He averaged 20 points last year. Maybe he'll stay healthy. He'll give us 24 points this year, and he'll make a run in the playoffs with us like he did in last year.
You guys always do good when he's not on your playoff roster.
Well, we're with him now. He's our guy. Let's get to some headlines. Jalen Phillips is out with an oblique injury. River Craycraft and Eric Izukama are on the injured reserve. Salvon Ahmed, Teron Armstead, Deshaun Elliott, and Connor Williams are questionable for the Dolphins matchup with the Bills tomorrow at 1. Miami can do a lot of things tomorrow with this win. They haven't won in Buffalo since 2016, and they have not started 4-0 since 1995. Woo, tomorrow, that biggest game of the week right there, prime time.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wish they had flexed that game. I wish the flex game started early. I don't want to pain America with watching Zach Wilson quarterback. So I wouldn't want to do that. And tomorrow night, it's going to be a whole lot of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce conversation.
That's all it is.
Between Tirico and Collinsworth. The best game is Buffalo, Miami.
Good.
Miami going to Buffalo in October, great weather. And guess what? I don't want to hear anything about weather because they went last year and almost pulled off an upset twice.
We don't make excuses about weather. Nobody makes excuses about weather.
I don't want to hear anything about weather. But I don't. Miami can't complain, though. I mean, you're playing in October.
Buffalo was the one complaining about weather, not Miami.
Right, but I'm saying, can't complain about weather. Can't complain about cold weather because you're playing in October. No. It's supposed to be 75 degrees. And guess what? If you're playing in December or in January in Miami, you should be thankful because it's like 20 below in Buffalo at that time. So if it's 80 degrees in January, be happy. Be thankful.
We play our game.
You have a game. Miami wins. That would be two wins on the road in the division with a lot of home games towards the end of the year. If Buffalo wins, they get that nasty loss from the Jets in week one out, and maybe they start getting their mojo back. This is the biggest game of the week, and
it's a big one.
It sets a lot of narratives for the rest of the year.
You feel as though for the Dolphins, it's called getting over the hump, kind of like just beat Buffalo in Buffalo. That'll show everybody that you are worthy of the 70-20 win over the Broncos, winning the first two games on the road, that you have arrived, that you are real, that Tua is a MVP candidate, that Mike McDaniel is also a big time coach. It just kind of solidifies everything that we think, but we don't know yet. So maybe we'll know more about ourselves tomorrow after that big win in Buffalo. Oh, it's going to be so sweet. Hurricanes are off this week. They host Georgia Tech a week from today at 8 o'clock. Some games of note. Tonight you get Notre Dame-Duke. Yes,
Notre Dame-Duke. Next Saturday's game's at 8?
Yes, sir. Ugh. Night game.
Damn.
More time to tailgate. Yeah. Colorado
why
and USC.
Why such a late game? Don't the Giants and Dolphins play an early game that Sunday?
They're not worried about that. It's all about TV.
Gosh.
All about that
it's gonna
TV.
Be a late night of party.
It's going to be late. Last night, 19th-ranked Oregon State took down 10th-ranked Utah 21-7. It just seems like Oregon State and Washington State are on like a vengeful mission.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Y'all don't want me to.
We're the only two teams in the Pac-12.
The Ugly Ducklings. It's the Ugly Ducklings tour.
We're coming for you.
Y'all don't want me? Y'all don't want us to join your conference? I bet. We're just going to spoil everybody's playoff hopes.
And you know what? I kind of like it. You know what? I'm kind of cheering for Oregon State and Washington State this year. I like the spitefulness, the hatefulness, us against the world. We're not good enough for you. We'll make ourselves good enough for you. I like it a lot. I like it. Marlins scored 4 in the 8th. You thought it was over. 3-0. They score 4 in the 8th. They win over the Pirates 4-3. The two play again today, 6:30. The Fish can clinch a playoff spot with a win or a Cubs and Reds loss today. This could be the day.
So if they win today, they don't have to play that dumb game in New York.
Yep. Don't have to go back.
By the way, Flushing, Queens. Oh, my God. If there was a name that was so appropriate with Flushing. Gee, you can't put tarps on the field?
Yeah, they got problems, man. They got problems.
What kind of weather is going on in New York? They had to cancel the game against Philadelphia. They have to play a doubleheader. Thank God Philadelphia clinched their wild card spot early in the week. But that would have been bad if the Mets and Marlins got to play that game. I guess they would have to start that game from where it was, right? 2-1 in the ninth?
Yeah. There were whispers that the grounds crew did it on purpose to
help who?
The Mets and hurt the Marlins.
Why would they help the Mets? The Mets aren't in anything.
Still, it's Marlins.
Okay, fine, but like it's not helping the Mets. It's not like the Mets are going for a playoff
still,
spot.
Still, wins are wins. You want wins.
Marlins. It doesn't. It's just bad, though. Don't get me wrong. It's just bad. Like, it's bad. Bad by the Mets, bad by the Citi Field grounds crew. Just nasty work.
Nasty.
And I give the Marlins credit. Great first half, terrible start to the second half. Injuries to the ace.
I mean, they're bullpen and they're just They got nothing.
Pucked it up. David Robertson really didn't come in, and
but he's gotten mad lately and pitched better. So, but the thing is, like, they don't have Yuri Perez, who's on his restriction. Sandy Alcantara is out for the season with strained UCL. They're just, you know, finding guys and putting them in wherever they can. They keep winning. One win. Magic number one today. Let's go. Now, Lionel Messi, game time decision for tonight's Inter-Miami NYCFC match at 7:30.
Kuzan.
My guess is he plays.
Kuzan, what's going on with Messi, man?
I don't know. He's hurt.
Are they not saying that he's hurt? But
they said he had some scar tissue issues.
Yeah, I think it's more than a scar tissue issues.
If he went on international duty and got himself severely hurt, I'm going to be severely upset.
I think he got hurt during the international duty because, remember, he played one game, then he didn't play the second game. The traveling came back, didn't play the third game. The first game back, played a half, not even a half, maybe 15, 16 minutes, and then didn't play against Orlando City and did not play in the final.
We've learned this about our relationships. We can't go on separate vacations.
You cannot go on vacation.
The Marlins
you cannot
went on their All-Star break.
Go out, like, more than 4 hours, you're done. You let your girl go to the All-Star game?
Haven't been the same since.
Yeah.
You let Messi go on international duty for Argentina? Haven't been the same since. I'm done with vacation.
You let Dame go to Paris?
Yep, you let Dame go to Paris and listen to Welcome to Miami? Haven't been the same since. New rule here on Sports Day, no more vacations.
No more trips. No more trips that's over 3 or 4 hours or you need passports.
Even if you go together, no. They don't work. We don't work well with vacations. Ugh, let's talk about FIU. They're playing New Mexico State Wednesday at 9. So no FIU and no FAU today. They have off this week. They're going to play next Saturday at 6 against Tulsa. All right. With that, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A Tennessee woman shot and injured a door-to-door salesman because she thought he was a gang-appointed hitman coming to snuff her out. Okay, we got a lot to unwrap here.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? That you have worried. A gang-appointed hitman coming after you. And how do you know that a gang-appointed hitman's coming after you? Like, what are you into?
I gotta be into something.
You into something?
They don't just randomly come after
you. But how did you know? Like, how do you know? Like, how do you feel? Like, what's the feeling that you know that an appointed hitman is coming after you? Because, like, Dad, if I know I do something wrong, I'm like, all right, I know that this crew might get some. But to know who they may get or what type of person they may get, because, you know, you can get any soldier on the street. But to get an appointed hitman, like this guy or this person, he or she is good at what they do. I just want to know, what are you doing?
I thought there were no more door-to-door salesmen because they would get shot a lot. Apparently there are some door-to-door salesmen.
Nah, man.
Man.
Yeah, man.
She was wrong. She was wrong. Up next, we're going to take a look at some power rankings for not just the Dolphins, but the Hurricanes. Where do they rank? We'll find out next on Sports Day 560 WQAM. For Marlins as they fight to make the postseason. And the Marlins are hosting watch parties this weekend at sports bars in Broward and Dade. Come out and cheer for the Marlins. To find a location near you, go to marlins.com/bars. I know Thursday night, one of the Duffys was host to a watch party. Not the Duffys in Plantation. That was a different type of watch party. Woo! Had a lot of birthdays. One of our dude Jonathan had a birthday out there. And man, it got crazy, man. People were dancing, singing, yelling, but it wasn't for the Marlins. But different bars across all of South Florida having Marlins watch parties, which are absolutely wild. But the Duffys in Plantation, man. It's always a good time. Go see Sabrina, Justin behind the bar. They're going to be there all weekend. Always so fun. Always so good.
I'm stopping by this week.
Go say hi to Sabrina and Justin. They're going to be behind the bar. They already told me they're going
to
be
there. I'll say hi to Sabrina.
I'll tell you. Sabrina's a bad one.
I'll say hi to her.
Okay. Tell her you said hi. Tell her you know me. Put in a good word for yourself. I'll put in a good word for you.
Okay, oh, okay. I'm all about to say, wait a minute. What?
Also, ask for Azalea to be your server if you're not at the bar.
Oh, no. I know who it is. She's, yeah. Yeah.
Duffy's, man. It's just Duffy's implantation. What else?
Dude, I got to use I went to, what was the last big fight that was at?
Yeah, you went to one of the fights. Yeah, you still got that gift card.
Yeah.
Drop my
name. Are they doing something for tonight? The big fight, Canelo versus Charlo?
Of course.
All right. You know what?
Drop my name. Drop my name.
I'm going to drop the name.
You know what is not dropping?
What's up?
The Dolphins' power rankings in the NFL. Mm. It keeps going up, 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 and away. I'm going to go through a couple of them right now. CBS NFL on their website. Guess who they have the number one power ranked team in all of the NFL?
MIAMI?
Nope, sorry.
Not Miami?
49ers. It's the defense. It's the defense.
I do want to see San Francisco. Listen, I want to see a San Francisco Miami Super Bowl.
Ooh, not me.
I do, because I want to see. Because I want to see those two geniuses go against each other. I would love to see McDaniel go against his mentor.
That would be a good storyline. You do bring up a good point. He used to coach for the 49ers. You can give the storyline that Shanahan wouldn't let him call the plays, that he wanted all the power.
But to see those two offenses.
Yeah.
And they're two of the highest scoring offenses, but they do it in different ways. Obviously, you have to have great skill position players. Niners have that. Dolphins have that. Plenty.
That defense, though. Whew.
The defense of the Niners against that Miami offense.
Vic Fangio defense, though,
and
too, now?
Fangio trying to stop that running game of McCaffrey and Debo. And the one thing I think would be the factor in a San Francisco-Miami game would be Greg Kittle. I mean, George Kittle. George
Kittle. Indeed. Great tight end.
And that would be I wouldn't want Kittle to go off, because if there's one thing that you're if you look at that Miami offense, you're just saying, man, if they had like a capable tight end, and don't get me wrong, Drew Smith is doing well and all of that, but he ain't George Kittle. You know what I mean?
But who is, other than Travis Kelce / Swift?
Or, you know, Hockenson or Mark Andrews. But if they had just an average tight end, that Miami offense would be even more unstoppable. But I would love to see a Super Bowl between the Fins and the Niners. I see them as the two best teams right now in the NFL. But weren't we in the same situation last year?
Yep.
Weren't after that win against Buffalo, when the Dolphins were 3-0, I remember RG3 saying Dolphins are the best team in the league and all of that. I think you guys have seen that before.
Got to stay healthy.
Got to stay healthy and just got to finish. Can't go on a 5-game losing streak or anything like that.
CBS NFL not so much sold on the Dolphins, because at number two, our guy Trevor is excited about this, and a lot of people in South Florida are going to be excited about this. They have the Philadelphia Eagles at number two in the power rankings, which a lot of people, I know it's a popular take. Oh, the Eagles aren't what they were last year. Yeah, they are. They're as good as they were last year, and they've answered the call all year long, and they're getting everybody's best game. So the Eagles are a very, very, very worthy number two, at least in my mind, of the power rankings.
Bitch at me, 3-0. And I just came from the Super Bowl. I'm not winning. Like, I don't get people. Like, I don't get even when the media does
it's
that.
A soft take. It's an obvious low-hanging fruit. They're not what they were.
It's a take, Kuzan. Like,
I don't, but people do it. But it sounds
unless
good.
Unless you got money on them and they're not covering for you,
yeah.
I don't want to hear anything.
They've answered the bell every time this year. They're 3-0. They look good doing it. They look smooth.
I don't care if they look good or not, because that's scary to me.
Yeah, but for that's a soft take. If anyone's given the take that they're not who they were last year. Yeah.
That's scary to me. That they were a good team. They're not playing as good as they did last season. They're still 3-0. When they get their act together, what do you think is going to happen?
I think their act is together. They're just they're not sneaking up on anybody like they were last year. Now, number three, this is interesting. This is one I don't like. Kansas City Chiefs, CBS says, is the third best power-rated team in the NFL. Is it all, it's just because of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Swift?
I think Travis Swift, that's funny. What they call it, Telsey?
Telsey? I like that.
They call it Telsey, yeah.
I like that.
I think it's because you did not see them with two key contributing players in week one, which was Kelsey and Chris Jones.
Well, their second and third best player on the team didn't play that game, and they still almost won.
They almost won that game, and then when they did come, they beat the Jaguars pretty good, and they mollywopped the Bears. So,
Vlad, you and I could hang with the Bears right now.
But I'm not going to put them. If there's three undefeated teams, those three undefeated teams should be ahead of a one-loss Kansas City team.
The Dolphins come in at fourth. They say
that's weak.
This is what they say. They are downright scary on offense.
That's weak.
The Bills game Sunday will be the biggest proving game of the season so far.
That's
duh.
Weak. That's weak. They should be three. They should be number one and number two. I would have them.
Have them.
And, oh, my God. Ooh. Guys. Now, I'm going to say something very nice about Miami. Nobody's going to hear it, though. They don't want to hear that. They're going to only hear when I say something bad. Miami should be either one or two. I have them at number one. If you're undefeated and the way you won, you won two games on the road in two tough places.
Yeah, like they got the toughest schedule.
You won at L.A., and then you won in a division against New England on Sunday night. Then you play your first home game, and you drop
70.
A merciful 70. That's crazy.
Well, also,
you know how crazy that is for me to say, yeah, team dropped a merciful 70, meaning that they could have dropped a more. They were being very kind, very nice. Maybe Mike McDaniel had, I used to be a ball boy for this team. Flashbacks. I would have dropped 77 on them. I don't care. F karma.
I don't worry about that. Now, look, I do also want to make another case for the Dolphins. Should be number one in the power rankings. Not only are you 3-0, not only did you win your first two games on the road, you've shown that you can win different ways. A shootout one week, gotcha. Then the next week, a dirty defensive battle,
and then
gotcha.
And a beatdown of epic proportions.
Let's be honest, a Denver team I thought that was going to go in there, and they were trying to prove something like, this is going to work. And they proved something, but it was not that it's going to work.
I said this last year, bro.
Whew!
Russ is washed.
Yeah. How did he fall off so fast?
I've never seen. Yo, dude, let me tell you something. There's nothing worse. Because now we're getting older. So we're getting to see greats, and we're getting to see how they end their careers, which is why I got to give Bron credit. Even though you see him slowing down, he hasn't fallen off as badly as
some players have.
Darrell Revis was one.
Yeah, he fell off.
Right? And there's plays that you can tell if you watch the game that you can tell you're like, all right, yeah, the engine light's coming. Like, they could play a whole season and get away with it, but there's certain plays that you can see, you're like, yeah, the engine light's on. I remember with Darrell Revis, it was a Thursday night game against the Bills where Marquise Goodwin just burnt him, just like made him look bad. And it was like, oh, even though it was one play, it was just the way it happened. The same thing's happening with Russell. If you looked at the numbers from Sunday's game, you would have thought, oh my God, he had a pretty good game.
300 yards.
It's not with the same impact anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not the same impact anymore. He's washed. Denver's got a problem.
Oh, they got a lot of problems.
You can't return this to Walmart and get your money back?
Seattle, great job, by the way, trading him when they did.
Pete did. Look what's happened. Look at the difference. Look what happened when Pete let Russ go, traded for Russ, put Gino as a starter.
I thought was a washed
drafted up. Very well. They've drafted very well, and they made the wild card, and now they're 2-1. Meanwhile, in Denver, basically, you're looking at a game. They lose to the Bears on Sunday afternoon. I have a feeling that the backup quarterback that they gave the big contract
Jared Stidham.
Might be the quarterback against the Jets.
That's what I was saying at the end of the game. A lot of people in the press box were like, why aren't they sitting Russell Wilson? I said, because they're resting Jared Stidham. Peyton wants to play Stidham. It's true. Mark my words. Now
he said, hey, why they not playing Russell? Why they playing Russell? Because they arrested Stidham.
At least you laughed about it. Everybody else in the press box was all, ugh.
They probably Denver media.
Wait, no. They were guys from Miami. But wait till they see me next week and that happens. And they're going to be like, hey, damn, you were right. Now, CBS has that number 5. They don't want to give up on the Bills yet until the Bills get stomped tomorrow. They put, after losing week one, they are rolling now.
I mean, they beat the Raiders, but
they're rolling.
They went into Washington and later.
Defense came up big against Washington.
They laid
five
down
takeaways.
Some legislative laws on
9 sacks. Now they have to face Miami's explosive offense. Good luck. Okay, so now they're saying good luck against Miami. So 4-5, according to CBS. Now, when we go to the NFL power rankings, now, Vlad, who do you think is number one in the overall NFL power rankings?
Finn's got to be.
That's right. We should have guessed that a team averaging 30 points and 462.5 yards of offense per game on the road would really be able to cook at home.
And here's the other thing that I'm beginning to see, and it started happening last year. So, Dolphins fans, calm down. A lot of love for Tua.
Rightfully so.
Tua, we were trying to figure out why is Tua one of the most popular quarterbacks last season. I think people just people just like the kid. Like, they love the young man for what he's done, for all the trials and tribulations that he's gone through, all the negative criticism, all the Knox. He's just somehow showed out, played ball. His teammates love him. And every time you see him on a nationally televised game, if he's not getting hurt, he's balling the hell out.
And they also go on to say, imagine if the Dolphins would have had Jalen Waddle on the field.
And the big, yo, fam, let me give you this. Let me give them props. That offensive line has been balling.
Yeah. No lie.
That offensive line has been balling. That man has not been touched. That man, I don't even think they got even, I don't think they got a grass on him. Not even a blade of grass on him.
He has one sack this season. He's been sacked once.
One sack.
I think hit four times. That's it.
Four times in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I know. Keep it up. Keep it up.
What?
That was the biggest question mark.
That O-line has been balling, and I can't believe this man has a quicker release than he already had. He might have a quicker release than he had last year.
Quickest release in football.
Might be even quicker. And you don't want to be a quick releaser.
And you may,
except if you're a quarterback.
You may have gotten a steal of a draft pick in the third round with a Devon Achane. He looked great.
Yeah, bye, Jeff Wilson Jr. I don't think.
Yeah. I forgot he was on the team. I'm not even lying.
Yo,
I forgot he was on the team.
I completely forgot that he was on the team to the point where we're like, oh, he's coming out of IR. I was like, yeah, he might want to go back.
You got Raheem Mostert fast, Devon Achane fast. Oh, yeah. And you got the cheetah, Tyreek Hill. Oh, yeah. And you got Jalen Waddle. Oh, yeah. And that's all on one offense. And you got the most accurate quarterback in the league right now. Yeah, 70 points in a game, that's easy. Should have gone for 77. I would have gone for it. But that's just me. Let's see where they have the old Buffalo Bills NFL ranking at fifth also. Though it seemed to get a bit lost in the Sunday shuffle, the Bills put together a really impressive statement performance, outclassing previously unbeaten Washington for four quarters. Buffalo's defensive line overwhelmed the Commanders, generating pressure on nearly two-thirds of the pass plays and blitzes. The Bills' offensive line was equally dominant, giving Josh Allen the most clean pocket he could have. But the biggest development right now would be what Allen did as a scrambler, taking slides and protecting the ball better. If the Bills play like this in all three phases, they're really tough to beat. So it's going to be a war tomorrow, right? Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock kickoff from not so hot, not so cold Buffalo.
It's perfect Buffalo weather. 76 degrees, man.
Beautiful. Is it going to be a shootout, Vlad, or you think it's going to be played in the mud?
All right, what is everybody saying? It's going to be a shootout?
I mean, I'm sure the Dolphins want it to be a shootout.
What's the over, 52?
That's nothing.
I think it's going to go over. I think if the over is 52, it's going to go over.
Man, this is such a statement
game. Only because
game.
Josh Allen's such a pain in the ass, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's
in the regular
he keeps
season.
Plays,
he's keep, dangerous.
Yeah, he keeps plays alive. And I think they want to show out. This is a good statement game for them as well.
I think it's for both teams. I think
more so for Buffalo than Miami.
See, as I said earlier, this is the game for both Buffalo and Miami. We want to know now what we think. We think the Dolphins are going to be explosive and unstoppable. They go out there and they handle Buffalo. We know now that they're offensively unstoppable, the defense, the O-line. Same thing with Buffalo. They think they've got a good team, but they had that first game of the year. Maybe this was the first game, September 11th, the whole Aaron Rodgers deal. They think that they're good, but they go out there and they handle Miami, then they know they're good. So this is one of those games where you go from thinking to knowing. We can know a lot about both of these teams in just a very short time. Basically 24 hours from now.
Fam, they win. If Miami wins, they win in the AFC East. Because you got two road victories in the division. And right now you got to look at that Black Friday game. Miami's going to probably beat Miami's going to be the favorite against my Jets at that time. So they can win all three road games in the division with three home games left. Jeez,
and man. Let's just say it one more time. Stay healthy, guys. Please.
Don't you
stay
think now they
healthy.
Regret? Yo, you know what? I tell you, I said this before the season began. The NFL was going to regret having the Chiefs versus the Dolphins in Germany. They absolutely regret it. A big game like that. Now everybody's got to wake up at 9:30 in the damn morning to go watch this game.
Only game on, though.
Forget the Germans.
Only game on. Yeah, I don't like all this. We send way too many games overseas. Play one a year in Mexico, play one a year in London, and be done with it. All these games. Send the preseason games over there. You can have that. We don't need it. But Let's take care of business tomorrow and have everybody loving the Dolphins. Easy team to love, by the way, Vlad. Easy team to love with all the offense and all the personalities and all the craziness.
I think it's easy to love because there's been a lot of critique on this team, and they just keep on proving people wrong. And it's to the point it was like, listening to Ryan Clark, and I love RC.
We're going to get to that.
But RC's done a complete 180, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you were cracking jokes on tour to now, oh my God, he's MVP. It's just, kind of sounds fake right now. You know what I mean? Like, when you said what you said, you know, stay 10-toed down on it. You made jokes about his weight, his body. And 3-0 seems to me his body's doing pretty well.
Isn't it funny how things have pivoted? Pardon the pun right there. But Josh Allen, world beater, MVP candidate, Tua. Can't say healthy, can't get it done. Now it's Tua, MVP, unbelievable. Josh Allen, question marks. A lot of those question marks will be answered tomorrow. Coming back, going to keep it a buck here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. It is that special time of the week where Vlad and I keep it a buck. Vlad's been keeping it real today, man. He and Solana going, man.
A lot of going.
Well, neither the Heat nor the Knicks got Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard's going to play, even though he flexed. That was the biggest peacocking. I'm not going to play for anybody. You're going to Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. Let's go. Lace him up. Lace him up.
Cronin's a G, man. Cronin's a G. I know everybody hates him because he didn't give you what you want. But you know what? That's the name of the game, man. That's what negotiations are.
Right.
Because you give props to the person if they didn't have to give up a lot to get Dame.
He cut his nose off to spite his face.
Well, did he now?
Yeah. He didn't get much in that trade. Jrue Holiday, who's already looking to get rid of. He said he didn't want a guard. Didn't want Tyler Hero, but he wanted Jrue Holiday. Got DeAndre Ayton. See what he does without Chris Paul. Okay, I'm not.
All right, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I got a lot to keep a buck.
Let me keep it a buck. I didn't really care about this trade. I didn't care. I actually wanted Dame to come to Miami.
Where's Sergey?
That's who I'm waiting for. I'm like, I can't believe he's not on today because he called it. I keep it a buck. Give props to this man. He's Trevor's arch rival. He's a friend. He's also a foe. But I love Sergey. He called it the minute. He said Dame's not coming to Miami, and he was right. I really don't care, to be quite honest with you. I'm only laughing. Obviously, I took my shot at Solana because he took shots at me first. It was uncalled for.
Unwarranted shots.
Uncalled for. So now it's like, all right, you do that. Now you gotta face the mirror. And you saw how he was. He was squirming. He didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. But do you think the Heat are not going to be challenging? Come on, bro. We've seen the same script. As a matter of fact, I think Riley loves this. I think Riles loves this. Yes.
Interesting.
I think Riley and Spo love this. They got a new reason to motivate this year's squad.
Still got Jimmy Butler, Bam, Tyler Hero.
Right, but now they got – nobody believes in us now. Nobody won. They wanted Dame. They wanted Dame instead of you. They got the perfect –
they were ready to bury us.
Dude, this is classic Miami Heat.
All right,
Miami Heat, okay, fine. All right, well, people making fun of us, people laughing at us, like Vlad. All right, we'll show them.
I'm sure that's how that conversation went.
Kuzan, yeah, definitely, my name was mentioned. Absolutely, my name is always mentioned. They can't keep my name out their mouths.
So,
even the listeners and the texters. Dan, do you not think, how can you watch this upcoming season and think that the Heat can't do anything? Didn't they show you that last season?
I know, last year proved.
So, like, literally, what were you going to be watching this season for with Dame? For them to win over 50 games and then, what, be a high seed? Even if they're a mid seed or a low seed or in a play-in game, can you literally say that you don't believe in Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and this Miami Heat organization not to do things in the postseason?
I expect them to be a good team this year.
All right, then.
So I just thought Dame gets you over the hump a little bit.
Clearly, you didn't get Dame. Fine.
That's okay.
All right? That's cool. But for the real Heat fans, the ones, I mean, not to say Solana's not, but the ones who take it for what it's worth, they're all right with it. They're disappointed, but fine. You know what? This is still the Miami Heat. We've still been in the finals two of the last 3 years. We've been to the Eastern Conference Finals the last 3 years. We're good.
Yeah. Gotta believe. No, just a little bit of defense of Solana. He didn't squirm that much. He actually did come to me during the week and said, no, I'm not ducking. I'm coming on. So props to him on that. Speaking of keeping it a buck, I believe in this Miami Hurricanes team. I believe that they're a top 15 team in the nation. I believe they're going to go take care of Georgia Tech, get that first ACC win. Only thing holding them back is their lack of winning experience, but that's coming with time. I'm going to keep it a buck. I got Miami beating Georgia Tech. I got Miami, like I said, finishing this season as a top 15 team. And they can just find ways to win against the Clemsons and stuff like that. And, of course, Clemson has that winning tradition, although they found a way to lose to Florida State.
Miami cannot lose to NC State.
Georgia Tech, NC State, no.
I don't see them losing to any team except until they play Florida State. And as good as Florida State looked against your team, they've been very shaky the last couple of weeks on the road.
It's a rivalry game. Anything can happen in a rivalry
game.
Right,
but I like this team going to Florida State, going to Tallahassee more so than any other team the last couple of years. I think Miami could pull off the upset in Tallahassee and beat Florida State. Can Miami be a surprise team to get in the college football playoff picture?
Ooh, that's a lot.
I think they can.
Wow.
I think they can. You know how I am. When I start liking a team, when I start seeing
things. I like
things,
this team.
I start liking them. And when I say it, I said, remember when I said the University of Miami men's basketball team? What did I say?
Yeah, you said they're going to make the Final Four.
What happened?
I thought you were dreaming.
What happened?
Yeah, they were there.
Okay. I like this college. I like this Miami Hurricane football team.
I do.
I like this team. I like the way they've played in big moments. I like how they smacked the crap out of Texas A&M in that big Saturday afternoon game. I love the way they handled Temple very well. Like, they didn't even give Temple a chance. They didn't even get a chance to go to prayer.
Funny story about that. So I started watching the game, and it was 7-0 Hurricanes. I got distracted with some things, so I couldn't really watch the game. And when I got so when I got back to the game, they were coming back from commercial, and it shows all the Temple fans like dancing and having a good time. I'm like, no,
there were Temple fans there. That was an empty stadium.
We predicted that, but like they show the Temple fans dancing. I was like, no, this did not happen. We're up 7-0. There's no way Temple's winning this game. They're going to win this game, and then it was 41-7. I was like, okay, whew, little misleading right there by the TV crew.
Yeah, we beat Florida State. I just said it.
Okay, that keep it a buck. I'm gonna be Florida
State. I'm keeping
it a
buck. We've been Florida State. Yeah. I think Miami can make Jordan Travis look shaky. That guy's been in college
for 15 years.
He's like the Jerry McNamara of college. Him and Bo Nix.
God, yeah.
They might as well.
I think Bo Nix was playing for Auburn when I was in college.
Yo, I think Bo Nix was playing when Deshaun Watson was playing.
I'm not joking.
I'm not lying.
That COVID, man, it makes everything crazy. But it goes back to what we said after game one. You and I were talking about the Hurricanes. I said they just look like they're comfortable with themselves. And this year, they really do. Last
Canes
year,
aren't playing around. Josh on the YouTube, who I've been having a great back and forth with.
Josh has been very active on
Josh,
YouTube
but
today.
Josh is
that.
Cool, and so is JR, even though you're a hater, but I love it. They look like they're not playing with their food, that they are taking each game serious. They're looking bigger and stronger, too. Great point. Remember the first game? Who was the first game against? Miami, Ohio?
Yep.
We saw the game. We just wanted a win, right? We just wanted a win day one. Then the second game was against BCC, correct?
Bethune-Cookman.
We knew they were going to win, but we didn't want to see the starters in the game late in the third or in the fourth. They handled their business, and you got to see the second stringers and the third stringers midway through the third quarter. They went to Temple, did the same thing. They're not playing around.
Took care of Texas
A&M? And they took care of Texas A&M.
Who's
last
not the
season,
worst team in the world?
No, they're not that bad.
A lot of people try to. Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, man. One thing Jimbo can do, he can recruit. They just don't usually do well on the field when the team is actually put together. I don't know if it's Jimbo, but Texas A&M has great talent. And Miami played very well against that talent. Now you got the, I believe now Saturday night you said against Georgia Tech. I think they're going to wear their alternate uniforms. I guess it's going to be a blackout. So they might be wearing the black unis.
I feel
they
good.
They win that. I thought NC State was going to be tough because it's going to be at NC State, and it still can, but I'm not impressed by NC
State.
They
haven't been great this year.
I'm not impressed. Like, Miami can go there and win by double digits if they play their game. North Carolina is going to be a tough one.
Strange things happen in Chapel Hill.
Clemson, you need to listen.
This is your chance to get over the hump.
Put that final nail on that Dabo Sweeney coffin, okay? They lost to Duke. They lost to Florida State in overtime. Miami put the finishing touches on that Clemson Tiger
and the hubris casket. Of Debo Dabo Sweeney not taking anybody from the transfer portal.
Well, yeah.
What the hell?
Well, showing him what you
trying to prove something.
Showing him you better learn how to play with the boys now, because
you want to prove that you don't want to get better.
The old school ways is not cutting it anymore. I like this U team. I love Tyler Van Dyke. Last time we spoke, Kuzan, you talked about how he was showing
maturity,
a lot of maturities, some special passing,
right? Showing a little more finesse, not a little just trying more to finesse, throw through a wall, a
little more touch on his passes, and he's moving up a lot.
And he's running a little bit
in
too.
The draft
he's got some
board.
Wheels,
and he's moving up a lot in the quarterback draft board right now. Like, a lot of teams are looking at him. Maybe he might be a second, third round pick.
So
if he plays well and they continue winning, it benefits him. It ups his stock in the draft. It ups a lot of the players in the UM, because obviously all teams come down to Miami to look at the talent that the Canes have. I like this team a lot.
So can we keep it a buck right now and say they're going to make it to the ACC championship game? There's a pause.
No, I'm trying to figure out. No, the pause is not because I don't think they are. I'm trying to figure out who else would be dare to stop them.
We talked about the tough games. You got Florida State.
You got Florida State, UNC, which is what I'm looking at. If they play Florida State and they're both undefeated, and one whoever wins, can the team that loses meet them in the conference championship game? Because I think right now you're looking at four teams. You're looking at Carolina. You're looking at Florida State, UM, and Duke. Duke plays Notre Dame tonight. If they upset
Louisville's been good too.
Louisville beat NC State, I believe, yesterday. So,
oh yeah, there's no divisions anymore.
There's no divisions. It's the top two records, right?
Yeah. So you're looking at Miami, North Carolina, Duke, Florida State, Louisville. Okay. Yeah, I can see if you can get a win against UNC, you got to play Louisville. You beat Louisville. Yeah, that could happen. We're ready to keep it a buck.
We kept it a buck, man. Kept it a buck. Miami beats Buffalo tomorrow. Heat still will be a playoff contender.
And Hurricanes?
And Hurricanes have national football championship playoff picture aspects. I like that. I think Miami's going to be the surprise team in the double digits. The team's not in the top 10. That's a team that's going to move up in the college football playoff picture.
Let's make it happen. Coming up next, we're going to get you caught up with headlines here on 560 WQAM. It is that special time of the week where Vlad and I keep it a buck. Vlad's been keeping it real today, man. He and Solana going, man.
A lot of going.
Well, neither the Heat nor the Knicks got Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard's going to play, even though he flexed. That was the biggest peacocking. I'm not going to play for anybody. You're going to Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. Let's go. Lace him up. Lace him up.
Cronin's a G, man. Cronin's a G. I know everybody hates him because he didn't give you what you want. But you know what? That's the name of the game, man. That's what negotiations are.
Right.
Because you give props to the person if they didn't have to give up a lot to get Dame.
He cut his nose off to spite his face.
Well, did he now?
Yeah. He didn't get much in that trade. Jrue Holiday, who's already looking to get rid of. He said he didn't want a guard. Didn't want Tyler Hero, but he wanted Jrue Holiday. Got DeAndre Ayton. See what he does without Chris Paul. Okay, I'm not getting.
All right, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I got a lot to keep.
Let me keep it a buck. I didn't really care about this trade. I didn't care. I actually wanted Dame to come to Miami.
Where's Sergey?
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm like, I can't believe he's not on today because he called it. Keep it a buck. Give props to this man. He's my he's Trevor's arch rival. He's a friend. He's also a foe. But I love Sergey. He called it the minute. He said Dame's not coming to Miami, and he was right. I really don't care, to be quite honest with you. I'm only laughing. Obviously, I took my shot at Solana because he took shots at me first. It was uncalled for.
Unwarranted shots.
Uncalled for. So now it's like, all right, you do that. Now you gotta face the mirror. And you saw how he was. He was squirming. He didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. But do you think the Heat are not going to be challenging? Come on, bro. We've seen the same script. As a matter of fact, I think Riley loves this. I think Riles loves this. Yes.
Interesting.
I think Riley and Spo love this. They got a new reason to motivate this year's squad.
Still got Jimmy Butler, Bam, Tyler Hero.
Right, but now they got nobody believes in us now. Nobody won. They wanted Dame. They wanted Dame instead of you. They got the perfect.
They were ready to bury us.
Dude, this is classic Miami Heat.
All right.
Miami Heat? Okay, fine. All right. Well, people making fun of us, people laughing at us, like Vlad. All right. We'll show them.
I'm sure that's how that conversation went.
Kuzan. Yeah, definitely. My name was mentioned. Absolutely. My name is always mentioned. They can't keep my name out their mouths.
Got you.
Even the listeners and the texters. Dan, do you not think, how can you watch this upcoming season and think that the Heat can't do anything? Didn't they show you that last season?
I know. Last year proved.
So, like, literally, what were you going to be watching this season for with Dame? For them to win over 50 games and then, what, be a high seed? Even if they're a mid seed or a low seed or in a play-in game, can you literally say that you don't believe in Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and this Miami Heat organization not to do things in the postseason?
I expect them to be a good team this year.
All right, then.
So I just thought Dame gets you over the hump a little bit.
Clearly, man. You didn't get Dame. Fine.
That's okay.
All right? Okay. That's cool. But for the real Heat fans, the ones, I mean, not to say Solana's not, but the ones who take it for what it's worth, they're all right with it. They're disappointed, but fine. You know what? This is still the Miami Heat. We've still been in the finals two of the last 3 years. We've been to the Eastern Conference Finals the last 3 years. We're good.
Yeah. Got to believe. No, just a little bit of defense of Solana. He didn't squirm that much. He actually did come to me during the week and said, no, I'm not ducking. I'm coming on. So props to him on that. Speaking of keeping it a buck, I believe in this Miami Hurricanes team. I believe that they're a top 15 team in the nation. I believe they're going to go take care of Georgia Tech, get that first ACC win. Only thing holding them back is their lack of winning experience, but that's coming with time. I'm going to keep it a buck. I got Miami beating Georgia Tech. I got Miami, like I said, finishing this season as a top 15 team. And they can just find ways to win against the Clemsons and stuff like that. And, of course, Clemson has that winning tradition, although they found a way to lose to Florida State.
Miami cannot lose to NC State.
Georgia Tech, NC State, no.
I don't see them losing to any team except until they play Florida State. And as good as Florida State looked against your team, they've been very shaky the last couple of weeks on the road.
It's a rivalry game. Anything can happen in a rivalry game.
Right, but I like this team going to Florida State, going to Tallahassee more so than any other team the last couple of years. I think Miami could pull off the upset in Tallahassee and beat Florida State. Can Miami be a surprise team to get in the college football playoff picture?
Ooh, that's a lot.
I think they can.
Wow.
I think they can. You know how I am. When I start liking a team, when I start seeing
things.
I like
this team.
I start liking them. And when I say it, I said, remember when I said the University of Miami men's basketball team? What did I say?
Yeah, you said they're going to make the Final Four.
What happened?
I thought you were dreaming.
What happened?
Yeah, they were there.
Okay. I like this college. I like this Miami Hurricane football team.
I do.
I like this team. I like the way they've played in big moments. I like how they smacked the crap out of Texas A&M in that big Saturday afternoon game. I love the way they handled Temple very well. Like, they didn't even give Temple a chance. They didn't even get a chance to go to prayer.
Funny story about that. So I started watching the game, and it was 7-0 Hurricanes. I got distracted with some things, so I couldn't really watch the game. And when I got back to the game, they were coming back from commercial, and it shows all the Temple fans like dancing and having a good time. I'm like, no,
wait, there were Temple fans there? That was the empty stadium.
We predicted that, but like they show the Temple fans dancing. I was like, no, this did not happen. We're up 7-0. There's no way Temple's winning this game. They're going to win this game. And then it was 41-7. I was like, okay, phew. A little misleading right there by the TV crew.
Yeah, we beat Florida State. I just said it.
Okay, keep it a buck. I'm keeping it a buck.
We've been in Florida State. Yeah. I think Miami can make Jordan Travis look shaky. That guy's been in college
for 15 years.
He's like the Jerry McNamara of college. Him and Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah.
I
think Bo Nix was playing for Auburn when I was in college.
No, I think Bo Nix was playing when Deshaun Watson was playing.
I'm not joking.
I'm not lying.
That COVID, man, it makes everything crazy. But it goes back to what we said after game one. You and I were talking about the Hurricanes. I said they just look like they're comfortable with themselves. And this year, they really do.
Canes aren't playing around. Josh on the YouTube, who I've been having a great back and forth with.
Josh has been very active on YouTube
Josh,
today.
But Josh is cool, and so is JR, even though you're a hater, but I love it. They look like they're not playing with their food, that they are taking each game serious. They're looking bigger and stronger, too. Great point. Remember the first game Who was the first game against? Miami, Ohio?
Yep.
We saw the game. We just wanted to win, right? We just wanted to win day one. Then the second game was against BCC, correct?
Bethune-Cookman.
We knew they were going to win, but we didn't want to see the starters in the game late in the third or in the fourth. They handled their business, and you got to see the second stringers and the third stringers midway through the third quarter. They went to Temple, did the same thing. They're not playing around.
Took care of Texas
last
A&M.
And they took care of Texas A&M.
Who's
last
not the worst team in the world?
No, they're not that bad.
A lot of people try to. Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, man. One thing Jimbo can do, he can recruit. They just don't usually do well on the field when the team is actually put together. I don't know if it's Jimbo, but Texas A&M has great talent, and Miami played very well against that talent. Now you got the, I believe now Saturday night you said, against Georgia Tech. I think they're going to wear their alternate uniforms. I guess it's going to be a blackout. So they might be wearing the black unis.
I feel
they
good.
They win that. I thought NC State was going to be tough because it's going to be at NC State, and it still can, but I'm not impressed by NC State.
They haven't been great this year.
I'm not impressed. Like, Miami can go there and win by double digits if they play their game. North Carolina is going to be a tough one.
Strange things happen in Chapel Hill.
Clemson, you need to put, listen.
This is your chance to get over the hump.
Put that final nail on that Dabo Sweeney coffin, okay? They lost to Duke. They lost to Florida State in overtime. Miami, put the finishing touches on that Clemson Tiger
and the hubris casket of Dabo Sweeney not taking anybody from the transfer portal.
Well, yeah.
What the hell?
Well, show them what you're
trying to prove something?
Show them you better learn how to play with the boys now because
you want to prove that you don't want to get better?
The old school ways is not cutting it anymore. I like this U team. I love Tyler Van Dyke. Last time we spoke, Kuzan, you talked about how he was showing
maturity.
A lot of maturities, some special passing.
Right. Showing a little more finesse, not just trying to throw it through a wall.
A little more touch on his passes, and he's moving up a lot.
And he's running a little bit,
in
too.
The draft
he's got some
board.
Wheels.
And he's moving up a lot in the quarterback draft board right now. Like, a lot of teams are looking at him. Maybe he might be a second, third-round pick.
So
if he plays well and they continue winning, it benefits him. It ups his stock in the draft. It ups a lot of the players in the UM because, obviously, all teams come down to Miami to look at the talent that the Canes have. I like this team a lot.
So, can we keep it a buck right now and say they're going to make it to the ACC championship game? There's a pause.
No, I'm trying to figure out. No, the pause is not because I don't think they are. I'm trying to figure out who else would be there to stop them.
We talked about the tough games. We got Florida State.
You got
UNC,
which is what I'm looking at. If they play Florida State and they're both undefeated, and one whoever wins, can the team that loses meet them in the conference championship game? Because I think right now you're looking at four teams. You're looking at Carolina, you're looking at Florida State, UM, and Duke. Duke plays Notre Dame tonight. If they upset
Louisville's been good, too.
Louisville beat NC State, I believe, yesterday. So,
oh, yeah, there's no divisions anymore
There's no divisions. It's the top two records, right?
Yeah, so you're looking at Miami, North Carolina, Duke, Florida State, Louisville. Okay, yeah. I can see if you can get a win against UNC, you got to play Louisville. You beat Louisville. Yeah. That could happen. We're ready to keep it a buck.
We kept it a buck, man. Kept it a buck. Miami beats Buffalo tomorrow. Heat still will be a playoff contender.
And Hurricanes?
And Hurricanes have national football championship playoff picture look aspects. I like that. I think Miami's going to be the surprise team in the double digits. The team's not in the top 10. That's the team that's going to move up in the college football playoff picture.
Let's make it happen. Coming up next, we're going to get you caught up with headlines here on 560 WQAM.